Hello, you're listening to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here is the news on Sunday, the 7th of November, 2021. There's a new writing system on Omniglot this week called Yazidi, which was used to write Northern Kurdish, or Kurmanji, possibly from the 12th century AD. Recently, efforts have been made to revive it, and it's now used to some extent by the Spiritual Council of Yazidis in Georgia. That's the country, not the state. There are new language pages on Omniglot this week in Somrai, an Eastern Chadic language spoken in the southwest of Chad, in Chadian Arabic, a variety of Arabic spoken mainly in Chad, and also in Nigeria, Cameroon, the Central African Republic, Niger, Sudan and South Sudan, and Libyan Arabic, a variety of Arabic mainly spoken in Libya and also in Egypt, Tunisia, the UAE and Niger. There are also numbers pages in each of these languages. The Celtiadia post this week is about words for ditches and trenches in Celtic languages. This week on the Omniglot blog, there's the usual language quiz and a post called Pocket Hedgehogs, which is about ways to say that someone is careful with their money in various languages. What's that got to do with hedgehogs? You'll have to read the post to find out. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Miami or Miamia, an Algonquin language that was spoken in parts of Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, and Oklahoma in the USA until about 1962, and which is currently being revived. This week's adventure in etymology looks at the origins of the word ladder and finds other words that it's connected to in English and various other languages. I also made improvements to the Javanese numbers page this week. That's all the news from Omniglot this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.